USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID, the disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal. It now heads to Congress, where a vote is very unlikely, given the track record of Democrat Speaker Nancy Pelosi. David Smith of Somerset, California, and his son Travis Smith of Folsom were arrested this week on suspicion of starting the Caldar Fire, which threatened the Lake Tahoe areas that burned for over 2 months earlier this year. They deny any wrongdoing. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Let's get more details on Presidents Biden and Putin video call Wednesday.
Russia has legitimate fears over the risk of American military hardware being stationed close to its borders. The country's President Vladimir Putin has said, insisting he still hopes talks with Washington can ease tensions. Putin said negotiations held the day before with President Joe Biden could still help to de-escalate tensions that have flared between Moscow and Washington in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was with Biden on the call to Putin.
He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
Putin is concerned about the potential membership of Ukraine in NATO because that would result in military bases and troops being placed in the territory of Ukraine. Officials in Kiev and Washington have issued a series of warnings in recent weeks claiming that Russia could launch an all-out offensive against its neighbor. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hillary Clinton, during a masterclass pay-per-view session, reads her presidential victory speech from 5 years ago, as she won the election.
I dream of going up to her and sitting down next to her, taking her in my arms and saying, "Look at me, listen to me. You will survive. You will have a good family of your own and three children. And as hard as it might be to imagine, your daughter will grow up and become the President of the United States."
Attorney Greg Jarrett on Fox News reminds Hillary the person responsible for her campaign loss is the person in the mirror.
Yeah, Hillary could teach a master class in cluelessness. I had the misfortune of watching all of it. It was pathetic and embarrassing and actually nauseating. I kept thinking, what kind of a person does this? Well, a person who yearns for relevance, to be sure, but an embittered person who refuses to accept personal responsibility for her own failure. She lost because she ran a hideous campaign with unpopular policies and came across as unlikable, and yet she's obsessed with blaming others, blaming everybody else but herself. Her so-called charity, well, that's a quid pro quo personal enrichment scheme. So, you know, Hillary Clinton sowed the seeds of her own demise. When she looks in the mirror, there's no reflection there. She's like the picture of Dorian Gray, who sold her soul and destroyed herself.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.